Is it time for another Con-Con? Hawaii's 1978 Constitutional Convention made a number of important additions to state government, including the creation of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and ushered in a new generation of leaders. A new poll from Civil Beat shows overwhelming support for another one, and Chad Blair has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chris.
I was surprised that the sheer numbers, two-thirds of the people come right out and say they'd like to see this happen.
Yeah, actually that caught me by surprise as well. Just 18% opposed the idea. The rest were unsure or it didn't really matter to them. But to think that many people, particularly in a state where our voting turnout is dead last in the nation, to actually express interest in voting on a Con-Con was remarkable, because we're going to get the chance next year. It comes up every 10 years, and it's on the ballot for November the 6th. Should we have a Con-Con? But as you indicated at the top, we haven't done it in 40 years.
Chad, I'm surprised that many people knew what it was.
Well, we phrased the question pretty carefully, and I have talked to some of the people that listened to it, and some of them, we had to make sure, you know, some of them thought, maybe we're talking about the federal constitution, because as you know, there's an amendment process for that. But most of them were pretty clear that that it was at this level. We did reject opportunities in one way or another to have Con-Cons since 1978, at least twice. By the way, the first one was back in 1968. But enough people, it does come up from time to time during elections at the legislature. It's time for a Con-Con. It's time to make changes. Right now, at least a majority, healthy majority, seems to think that's a good idea.
What kind of reasons do they cite, Chad?
Well, there's a variety. I think the main thing is they want to take control back over their local government. There's a sense, particularly with what's happening in Washington, but also locally, where you have one party dominating the process here, that they don't really have a say. They want to be able to exercise a little control over their government. Here's one thing that did happen back in 78, term limits for governor and lieutenant governor. Well, you know what? There's actually some people that would like to have term limits for our state legislators, but they do not exist. They do at the county level, mayor, council, prosecutor, but state house and senate representatives do not have term limits. Well, there are those who think that maybe they should.
And yet, if anybody's going to vote them in, it's going to be those very legislators.
Yes, that would in fact be the irony. And by the way, a bill seems to come up nearly every other term, every other session to limit, I don't know, maybe to 12 consecutive terms or years or whatever the case may be. Guess what? It always dies. So this idea would be to actually put it before the voters in the form of a Con-Con.
That might scare a few people.
Yeah, just a few people, I think.
Well, and this is part of you folks at Civil Beat have done surveys on a number of other areas.
Right, and those polls will be coming up later this week. Maybe you and I will get the chance to talk about them. But we felt that we needed to pick a half a dozen issues that keep dying at the legislature and yet are very important to the public. And just briefly, gambling, should we have a lottery, for example? Medical aid in dying, that keeps dying. Should we have recreational marijuana? Well, we have surveyed results on all of those, and I can't give it away right now, but overwhelmingly, a lot of people seem to think if the legislature doesn't do it, let's have a Con-Con.
Well, we'll be curious to see what those other results are. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a Reality Check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.